Hello. Welcome back to everyone's favorite podcast, the Generic Podcast Show. Woo! Applause, please. Sad. Anyway, my name is Carson Howe, and we'll be talking about suburban sprawl. Yay! Now, if you're like me and had no idea what urban sprawl was before I googled it 5 seconds ago, and I'm about to tell you, it's basically the rapid expansion of the geographic extent of cities and towns. It's often characterized by low levels of low economic income homes, low levels of living, and basically single-use zoning, which I have no idea what that is, but you can look that up later, and increased reliance on private automobiles. Those are its main characteristics. Now, it was mainly caused by, in the 1950s, when people came back from the war, they often found that their spaces they lived in the middle of the cities was just too small, so they began to move out more. That caused more and more people to move out, causing more and more needs for new houses, generally bigger. And that bigness attracted more and more people, causing the government to be like, hey, let's capitalize on this a little bit. So they kind of began helping out by giving loans to people, and that gave people the ability to buy more homes, causing cities to slowly and slowly grow. Now, over the years, they have grown a lot. My statistics here, hang on, let me find them. Basically, it's all of the world. It's become one heck of a problem. In Europe, in the years between 1980 and 2000, the populations of multiple major cities in Europe, while population-wise only grew by 6%, their spatial footprint increased by 20%, and their spatial footprint, that basically is the urban sprawl, the urban size of that city. Now, this is even worse here in the United States. If I can find my wonderful stuff here, for example, I finally found it. Between 1970 and 1990, metropolitan areas in the western United States, such as Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Nevada, Seattle, all of that wonderful stuff, experienced massive influxes of new residents that drastically increased its footprint. Hello. While on the eastern coast, populations of areas such as Chicago, Kansas City, and Baltimore grew by 1%, 16%, and 20%, respectively, between the years of 1970 and 1990. But each area geographically grew by 24%, 55%, and 91%. That's right. Baltimore, Maryland grew 91% of its original size in less than 3 decades. That's insane. In areas such as Detroit and Pittsburgh, they grew approximately 30%, even as the cities experienced declines in their populations over that same period. That's insane. That means the average houses there are massive. Because if people are leaving and houses are getting bigger and they're still growing, that just means one person is just sitting alone in this gigantic house, just so sad. We're gonna switch it up here to a more global scale, and in relation to previous topics we've covered here, some sustainability and human impact issues are mainly humans just taking up all the land and forcing all native land species to basically cease to exist. Most of the world's species as we know it would most likely commit scooter ankle and, you know, die. And we'd also have a serious problem of growing food, since you can't exactly grow food in your local street. At the rate that our cities currently expand, the continents will be basically full cities in a matter of centuries, which is startling because before it would have taken millennia, but now it's just centuries, so we're kind of running out of time to fix this problem. So I'm sure you're wondering at this point, why the heck is he still talking, and can I go home yet? Well, sadly, no, but what I am going to tell you right now is how we could possibly fix it. Now, there are things called new urbanism, smart, and smart growth. Basically, these two things focus on the physical design of communities to create livable and walkable neighborhoods, and manage strategy to direct the growth of urban areas, to direct them in certain places, like a community on the riverside, instead of expanding outwards, could maybe expand along the river. It's very complex, and I'm too simplistic to actually go into all the fun stuff for it. And anything that we can do personally as one singular human being, not really. There's not really much we can do. We're just one person. I guess maybe if you stop driving as much, but you're not going to listen to me. I'm just a 16-year-old. It doesn't really matter. As the United States has become more green over the years, foreign countries have become less as we export our manufacturing to them. Hello.
Hi, how you guys doing?
I don't really care, it's fine. Anyway, foreign countries have become less green, yada yada yada. Do you think it's truly possible to maintain our economy and reach a sustainable point as a planet? Personally, yes, I do. I think that if we build safer areas and we use factors such as new urbanism to design our communities safer for the environment and safer for ourselves, then we can revitalize certain economies, building up our own national economy at the same time, while lessening our manufacturing and driving the need down for other countries to boost their manufacturing, causing the world to become greener and economies to boost. We can also focus on newer technologies that can, in theory, help us produce better products, cheaper, and a lot cleaner. Thank you for listening. I apologize for being so depressing. I'm very sick, and I don't want to do this right now, but I was told to because this is apparently 74% of my grade. So, yeah, toodles. Have a wonderful day. My name was Carson, and people are running. Goodbye.